USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is sending another $400 million of your tax dollars in military aid to Ukraine. The Department of Defense announced the additional funding as Russia continues to target Ukraine's critical infrastructure with missile strikes. This, as White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says, Ukraine is continuing to push Russian defense lines back.
The lines, if you will, have been pretty well static over the last few days, not much movement. But there is some incremental progress by the Ukrainians in the south and, quite frankly, up in the northeast as well.
A new RSV shot is being given the thumbs up across the pond.
A new RSV shot for newborn babies has been approved in Europe. The European Commission says it's approved a new drug developed by Sanofi and AstraZeneca that's meant to protect babies from getting the respiratory virus. The shot has yet to be approved in the U.S. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A top Fed Reserve official is ready to back off when it comes to interest rate hikes, if only slightly. Speaking to CNBC, Richmond Fed President Thomas Barkin said he's ready to be more deliberate with such rate hikes as a means to combat inflation. The jackpot for this weekend's Powerball lottery drawing is now $1.6 billion. Lottery officials adding another $100 million for Saturday night's drawing due to brisk ticket sales. Voters in several states will be deciding whether to legalize marijuana next week. The issue is on the ballot in Arkansas, Maryland, Missouri, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Medical marijuana is currently legal in each of those states. Those states would join 19 other states and Washington, D.C., where recreational use is legal. We are USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable, or you simply just don't like how it works, well, right now, during open enrollment, is a perfect time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the industry. That's double. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for 30 years. It's shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. And here's why now is the perfect time to make the switch. If you join MediShare Complete by January 1st, they will waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off your first year. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month for all of next year. But again, it's a limited time offer. So yeah, you're not stuck. You've got a great option. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Florida congressman is making a bold prediction about next week's election. Republican Michael Walls says he doesn't think there will be a red wave in Tuesday's election, but rather a red tsunami.
Look at the actual numbers. In 2020, 2018, across the state, Republicans were actually behind Democrats in terms of early voting and mail-in. But now we are ahead by over 250,000 votes.
A former boxer is arrested in a huge drug bust.
The Department of Justice on Monday charged former professional heavyweight boxer Goran Gregorich with trafficking over 20 tons of cocaine worth more than $1 billion through U.S. ports. Most of the cocaine was from a 2019 seizure called one of the largest in U.S. history. The 43-year-old was arrested last weekend after being indicted by a grand jury in New York. Gregorich, who is from Montenegro, was arrested while trying to board a flight at Miami International Airport. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech are launching a clinical trial on a vaccine that targets both COVID-19 and the flu. It's a combination of the Omicron-specific COVID booster available now and Pfizer's flu vaccine that's in phase 3 trials. Results will become available next spring. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.